Thank you so much, Mr. Ambassador. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to this afternoon's session on international domestic private business and finance, one of the seven key action areas of the Addis Ababa Action Agenda for Financing for Development as part of this year's social forum. My name is Özge Aydoğan. As mentioned before, I'm the director at the Beyond Lab at UN Geneva. At the lab, we are working on leveraging social innovation to co-create systemic solutions for the SDGs and long-term sustainability with intergenerational equity at its heart. I will be your moderator today. Financing for development, particularly international and domestic private business and finance, plays a key role in advancing or holding back, depending on how it's being deployed, sustainable development anchored in human rights. With less than 6 years to go until 2030, we are at a critical juncture. We can be, I think, all honest about this. We haven't done enough in walking the talk on the Addis Ababa Action Agenda and in making business and finance deliver real value for people and for planet. Now, how can we do better? How can we actually leverage and engage more effectively business and finance as partners and enablers in achieving the SDGs and the promotion of human rights, not only for current, but also for future generations? I would argue what we need is no less than systems change and challenging the status quo through bold action. For that, we must firstly rethink how we create and measure value, including by going beyond traditional models of metrics such as, for example, GDP. We also have to rethink how we finance what we value by making approaches such as values-based finance an important principle. And lastly, we must also promote and create greater responsibility and accountability for what we value. With that, I would like to hand over now to this very distinguished panel that I have today with me, that I'm very honored to be moderating. The panel will be looking into some of the questions that I raised in my brief introduction remarks and provide insight on how to leverage private business and finance for sustainable development that is grounded in human rights. As our first speaker now, on my left exactly, I would like to welcome Mr. Olivier de Schutter, who is the Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights. Monsieur de Schutter, as the Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, you have been advocating for the need for a systemic shift from profit-driven growth measured by GDP to a human rights-based economy that respects both planetary limits and also delivers for people. What role, in your opinion, can and should private business play in creating value for essential human needs rather than simply maximizing profit?